Lekutas Sichas Chelek Tazayin Parsha B'Shalach Sicha Aleph Afim Posig Vayikach Sheish Meis Rechav Bochor. On the Posig that says that Pare took 600 chariot riders, chosen chariot riders, Zogin Chazal Mechilta. Our sages tell us in the Medrash Mechilta as the behemoth was Pare Yenutz Fadish Sheish Meis Rechav, that the animals that Pare used in order to drive these chariots, Zayne Givem from the Mikne Shehenes Hayores Var Hashem. Where did the Egyptians get animals if there was a plague that killed all the animals, there was a hail that killed animals, where did all these animals come from? So they came from, there were God-fearing Egyptians that got scared of Moshe Rabbeinu's warning, and therefore they brought their cattle inside, and they were saved. Umikan, so therefore from here, Hayir Rav Shimon Omer, from here Rav Shimon says, from here we see, Toiv Shebegoyim Haroig, the best of the Goyim, the God-fearing Egyptians, they still gave their animals to attack the Yidden. And Toiv Shenochoshim, therefore they should be killed. Toiv Shebenochoshim, Ritzaitzes Meicha, the best of the snakes, shattered, smashed his brain. Says Yedua the Kasha, was Mefrekt of them Maimer. It's well known the question that is asked about this statement. Tayetochen Zezogen, how could one say, as the Torah's Lopaskin, Mazol Hargen, Afila Toiv Shebegoyim, that the Torah should rule that you should kill even the best of the goyim? Why would that be? Says the Chaypech Hatzedek VeYeshu. This goes against everything that is just and proper and righteous. If the kasha zanik zogivar and kama v'kama turusim, there are a number of questions which are given on this number of answers that are given to this question. Was einefunzei don'do vayte the mondvern einekefunzei. A number of them will be mentioned soon. Ubefrat. In the Vikuchim was the Gdeli Yisrael Am Gefirt Mitzayni Yisrael B'Meshach Adairis. Some of the answers were given in some of the debates that were set up between the Jews and the Christians, between some of the great leaders of the Jewish people over the generations, and this was asked to them, and they gave answers. The Vikuchim was Had Gefirt Rabbi Chil Me Paris. For instance, the debates that were conducted by Rabbi Chil from Paris, who was from Gedei Lebalei HaTosfos, who was one of the greatest of the Balei HaTosfos. Biz the Reseinu Achreinim, even in more recent generations, also there were answers given in these debates to this question. Oich Rashi b'firushi al haTorah, shtelzich of dem pasuk. Rashi also addresses this pasuk. Is Matik the Vet of Achol Recha Mitzrayim. He quotes the words from the Pasuk and all the chariots of Mitzrayim on his Mefarish, and he explains about these words, the Mechilta, similar to what the Mechilta says, Mehechen Hoya Behemoth Alolu, where did these animals come from? In Al Im Taimar, if you'll say Mishal Mitzrayim, that they belong to the Egyptians, Hare Nema Beyomus Kol Mikne Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says all of the cattle of Mitzrayim died. If you'll say that it was belonged to the Jewish people, but it already says that the Jews took all of their cattle with them. So then whose were they? And the answer is they belonged to the God fearing Egyptians who had and so on. And from this Rav Shimon derived that kosher should be Mitzrayim, the righteous of the Egyptians, Hadraig, you should kill, Taif Shem Nechashim, Ritzaitis Meichai, the best of the snakes, you should crush his brain. Is Lechair in Gansen is verstandig. So that's how Rashi says it. So we have to understand, Chodsh, Pirish Rashi is gemeint, Unes Dav zu em Onkuman Afila Godel B'Yisrael, even though Rashi, of course, addresses even a Godel B'Yisrael, and even a Godel B'Yisrael needs Rashi's commentary. Was the far is the psagdim benegeish naimik of echatargum, and therefore the psagdim in regards to being maveseder, that you should say two times the pasuk and one time the targum unkelus. So it's written about that as yirei shamayim, a God fearing person yikra targum begam pirush Rashi, should also read from the Rashi. The Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch. So in other words, that Rashi is meant for the great, for the Yirei Shemayim, the greater, the adults, and so on. is vigeret filmol, still, as we mentioned many times, Pirush Rashi efa chumash zugepasst und verstandig euch farabin chumash lamikra, Rashi also addresses a five-year-old. A five-year-old that has to understand the simple meaning also has to be able to understand the Rashi. Und in an oifem fun, zu verstehen pshudus lamikra, lamitose, to be able to understand the pshudus lamikra in its truth, darf er nicht ankommen zu noch mehr Forschungen und so weiter, and he, therefore he will not have to rely on any other commentaries. Rashi gibt ihm als bepashtus pirushe. Rashi gives him everything that he needs to know in the, is found in the Rashi to understand the simple meaning. Lechosa dobe vele yitur, there's nothing missing from Rashi's explanation to understand the simple meaning. Alasar right in the place where he's teaching it, or other in Pirush, the Pirush Rashi was gelernt frier. Sometimes Rashi relies on something that he already taught earlier, and he expects the one learning to remember what was written earlier, but not something that's written later. Alpize, so based on this, that Rashi explains everything. Vibaldi obnamontatmiya is an obnufike. Since this question is a very simple, you know, direct question, it's not something you have to think about very deeply, is as sie der weckt sich euch bei Ben Chomesh, and therefore would also be something that a five-year-old would ask, why would you want to kill every single good non-Jew? Tovi bringt Rashi Arab the Maimah from Rav Shimon. So how could Rashi quote this, what Rav Shimon said, that even the righteous of the Egyptians you should kill, without explaining, giving an answer to the obvious question, why should you kill a good Egyptian? Noch schwer it is, and it's more difficult. It's even more difficult. The Ben Chomesh hat schon früher gelernt, since the student has already earlier learned, as in Avram, Avinu is given a Mitzrayim, when Avram was in Egypt, had Pare Meitiv given, so Avram Pare did kindness with Avram, unim avegeshikt von dort mit der Kavane zu verhittenim und Sarah von Schlechts. He sent Avram and Sarah away from there because he wanted to protect them from what could happen to them in Egypt, and therefore he advised them, you should leave, this is not a good place for you. In other words, he did good for them. Noch mehr, the fun, even more so. Hat er gelernt, he learned even more. B'shas Yaakov ben Yosef, then he gekommen zu den Besetzen sich in Mitzrayim. When Yaakov and his sons came to settle in Mitzrayim, hat Pari allein mit seinen eigenen Willen vorgelegt zu Besetzen sich in Mitzrayim. Pari offered it out of his own goodwill to settle them in the best of the land. Bis as the Besetzen sich is given, in a eifen wie der Pasuk der zelt von der Yachzuba ve Yifra ve Yirba Meid, and they allowed them to settle there in a way that they did settle, and they took possession, so to speak, and they flourished in the land and so on. So in other words, it wasn't just a promise, but he allowed them to properly settle in a way that they could flourish. Ein wie es scheich zu sagen, as kosher shebe Mitzrayim aray. So therefore, how could you say that even a righteous Egyptian should be killed by b'shas migefint as seine gewener solche Mitzrayim was haben sich verzeugen zu Eden wie es darf zu sein? There were certain Egyptians that their attitude to the Eden was in a proper way. Mitzay gelep b'shalom v'shalva, they lived in peace with them. Va'adar abe meitiv gewener, and even more so, they even were kind to them. They did good for them. Beim Ben Chomesh wird die Stire sein noch scharfer, wenn er wird lernen Parshat Ki Teitze. And this will become an even greater question when he will study further later in Parshat Ki Teitze. It was kum zu atzivim before us, where the Torah gives a mitzvah, lo yisisayev adayim, that you should not despise, lo yisisayev mitzri, you shouldn't despise an Egyptian. Asi is an isur, zu nora filim esayev zayin amitzri, even to just despise a mitzri, to treat him in a secondary way, in like a second class citizen, and so on, is avadanish saharigin him, certainly then that you're not allowed to kill him. So how could Reb Shimon say this? Then another question, if it's true that you should kill a righteous Egyptian, How could you fulfill what the pasuk says in the next verse that the third generation Egyptian is allowed to marry into the Jewish people? It's true. The fact that an Egyptian wants to convert to Judaism, which is of course the only way that he could marry in, is a siman hazeh, is a kosher shel Mitzrayim. That of course indicates that he is a righteous of the Egyptians. Zokta chaber Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon does say, as a filo kosher shel Mitzrayim harayik, that even if it's a righteous Egyptian, you should kill him. So how is there ever going to be a third generation Egyptian that would be able to marry into the Jewish people? So if this question becomes an even more difficult question in Parsha Kitetze, so let Rashi at least address it over there, based on what he said earlier in Parsha B'Shalach. How are you going to get a third generation Egyptian? And you should explain it at least there. One of the answers that are found in a number of Svarim is the following. In Masechet Seferim is the Girsa HaTosha Ba'akum B'Shas Molchoma HaRoig. In Masechet Seferim, the version of this is, reads that even the best of the Goyim, in a war situation, you should kill him. As dos vos memeg on a bedarf hargin and afilo HaTosha Ba'akum, that the fact that you're allowed to, at least, or even more, you're supposed to kill even one of the better goy, is does gezogev or nor b'shas molchama mitidin, only when they're conducting a war with the yidin, abenisht in an ander matzah, but not in any other situation for nish molchama, in a time when there is no war, mekolshkin b'shas shalom, certainly not if there is a peace. So that explains why only in the context of war. Al derel zeh volt min lechede gekent einlernen an oich in pirush Rashi, and the same could be also said that this is what Rashi means. And made nor b'shas mitzriim kumim ulchama halt mitidin. He means this only that when an Egyptian is coming to conduct war against the Jews, v'ram dos v'as deyirei yoreis v'ar Hashem is demot give nenesh gevar. Because the fact that even the God-fearing Egyptians who owned these animals and therefore were punished is as far gekumim v'ne mitzriim ham noch giyok diyidin ulchama halt mitzei bam yamsuf. This was within the context of a war, because the Egyptians were chasing down the Yidden with the animals that were given by the God-fearing Egyptians, and therefore it was a situation of war, and therefore you can kill even the good people. But this, it doesn't seem possible to say that this is the answer in Pirush Rashi, Derech HaPshat, at least not in Rashi in the simple meaning, while Mikan Hayirav Shimonei Mekoshesh Mitzrayim HaRoig meant, because when Rashi says, from here Rav Shimon derived, that even a good Egyptian you should kill, means number one, as fundanet lentman up if andeshvu, that from here we also extrapolate for other situations. Number two, Mikan from dem vayikach recha Mitzrayim from the basirim from dem nemen. That where do we learn it from? Because Pare took the animals which were given to him by the Yirei Hashem, the God fearing Egyptians. So in other words, it was for the taking alone that all this comes from. All this teaching comes from. Vibal does the Yirei Dvar Hashem. Since the God-fearing Egyptians gave their animals to Pare, for that alone he was deserving already of the punishment to be killed. And who was the one that punished them? It was Hashem that punished them in the Kriyas Yamsuf, Haroig, that he killed them all. They all drowned in the Kriyas Yamsuf. In other words, that the punishment of death was not because he conducted a war against the Jews. Only for giving the animal to Pare with this evil intent to conduct the war. Even before the war took place. Even before they actually went to war against the Yidden, it's just forgiving the animals to Pare that they already deserved death. So it's not in the context of war. Even if you'll say that giving it in order to be able to conduct a war, that is also considered the context of war, because they're giving arms, so to speak, for Parit to be able to conduct the war against the Jews. So that's considered war already. There's still another reason why it can't be that Rashi means to say that it's within the context of war that you should kill them. Why? Because v'gezogt that Rashi geschrieben sein pirush euch far abel chamesh. As we said, Rashi also is it has to be understood by a 5-year-old. And the ribber is kenal als was is neitig in shudosh l'mikra Rashi geschrieben poshut und klar. And therefore, it's clear that whatever is necessary to understand in the simple meaning of the pasuk, Rashi writes it clearly. If Rashi would have meant that it should be within the context of war, that's certainly something that he should have said and spelled out clearly, that he means only in the context of war. Rashi's kavon and sechta seifim, and Rashi wouldn't rely on the fact that the Bechamish Lamikra is going to go find sechta seifim, and over there he'll see the explanation of Rashi that it means within the context of war. Rashi can't rely on that. He has to be clear to the Chamish Lamikra without having to send him, or at least rely that he'll find it on his own. He didn't even point to there. The Fratas Leiden Teretz is the Chshas Muhammad Nai Ikri. Especially that according to this explanation, the fact that it's within the context of war is the whole point. So how could he just ignore that? How could Rashi leave that out of the explanation? And for this very reason, is euch schwer einzulernen die andere Terutzim was werden gebracht in Svarim. It's also difficult to explain any the other Terutzim which are brought in these Svarim. For instance, as the Pirish von Rab Shimon Shimon's Klal meint nicht as the Kosher from Mitzrayim is veder einish von Haroig, that what Rab Shimon means is not that the righteous of the Egyptians is deserving of death. Rather, what it means is afila Kosher from Mitzrayim is azav vazokt Haroig. What Rav Shimon is saying is that even the righteous of the Egyptians want to kill the Jews, as we see that they gave the animals in order to be able to chase down the Jews. So not that we are commanded to kill them, but even their good people also want to kill a Jew. That's what Rav Shimon meant. That's one answer. B'shas ha-handelt sich wegen mishvit na-chayte, was is verdächtigt in Ritzicha, that when we're dealing with judging somebody, a sinner who is suspected of killing, is euch der Kosher von Mitzrayim great in zu vermischen zum Teut haroig auf dem Smach von Bleus an umdene, that a even a righteous Egyptian is willing to throw the book at someone like that, even just by an assumption that the person is deserving or is guilty of killing. On geherigach kira, without doing a proper investigation, when on tzuzuchen schusim, or without trying to apply any kind of mitigating circumstances, mashenkin by yidden is the seder v'shavto eda v'tzilu eda. Whereas by the yidden, the order, the way that it's done is that they have to judge. In other words, first you have to do a proper investigation, v'tzilu eda, and they also should try to find reasons why to save that person from death. As is. As a svadet sich edim and asra, so the law is that there has to be two witnesses, and the witnesses have to have warned him. In other words, made it clear that he understands what he's doing and what the resulting penalty would be for that. And you also have to find the bezin is commanded to find schusim, to find reasons to be able to mitigate the punishment, whereas an Egyptian that doesn't have such restrictions. Even a good Egyptian, Haroig, he immediately jumps to the conclusion that this person should be killed, should be put to death. That's what it means. That's one explanation. Bay's another explanation. Adosis Gizogavaram Blois Bederach Kuzma. That Rav Shimon wasn't speaking literally. It's an exaggeration. Und sie ist alderach wie der Pirush von dem Hemshach von Rav Shimon's Maimer, similar to the continuation, what he continues there, as it's brought in Masech to Seferim. Haksheira Shebenoshim Baalus Kshofim, he also says a third thing, that even the righteous woman is a sorcerer, a witch, meaning in the context of doing sorcery. Was chas v'sholom zu sagen, at habas sara rivke v'rachav aleya, it's without question that Rav Shimon did not mean to say, God forbid, that every Jewish woman, every daughter of the sara rivke v'rachav aleya, when the chakshayra shubahem, and not only ordinary Jewish women, but the best, the good Jewish women, aziz abalas kshofim, to say that every good Jewish woman is a sorcerer, obviously that's not what Rav Shimon meant. No, says Gizogavaram b'derech kuzma. It's said in an exaggerate, in a way to exaggerate and bring out a point. So madgezain a vifel medaf on in them zain gevorent. He's just trying to say that how careful you have to be in this matter. A filu b'shaychas tukshedu shabenoshim, even that sometimes you could have even a good woman that should be involved in such. Practices, not to say that every single woman is involved in such practices. So also, he doesn't mean to say that every single Egyptian is deserving of death. He means to say that even good Egyptians you also have to be careful. You also have to be suspect. So also, the exaggeration is meant in regards to the Egyptians. Ados meitnish kipshuti, it doesn't mean to be taken literally. Nor mitaguz medikishtarka adgoshe, what it means is to bring out a point, so he makes an exaggerated statement. As vivait mekenzach of zeinish falozen, that you can't really trust them, and that you have to be suspect even the good ones amongst them. But not to say that you actually literally have to kill every single good Egyptian. That's a second answer. A third answer is, in the Zeit von Rav Shimon haben Yidden gelitten as sach zodes v'gzeres from Seine Yisrael. In the times of Rav Shimon, the Yidden suffered greatly from many of the decrees and the difficulties that the enemies, the Jew haters, the anti-Semites, applied against the Jews. Und zeh hat Rav Shimon gemeint mit sein Maime kosher shem im Mitzrayim haroig. And it's to them that Rav Shimon was addressing this comment. Weil zeh haben haroiz gewissen an offene Sinne zu Yidden, because they displayed open hate to the Jews. But dogma via nachash, similar to a snake, was verdemon gleich nachdem, which he, of course, the next statement is about a snake, so in other words, he's comparing it. Was is full mit gift, like a snake is full of venom. So also these goyim in his time, they were applying, doing terrible things to the Jews, they're all full of venom, and that's what he was saying. Aber a meintnish goyim bachlau. But he wasn't addressing this to all people at all times. Und afilinish mitzriim, and not even to all Egyptians at all times. Varaya, and how do we know this to be the fact? Men gefintoch kama mamorir azal, because we find many statements of our sages. Vas seinem madgish vid eivishtad rachmanus gehatav de mitzriim. There are a number of statements in Chazal that emphasize how Hashem had compassion on the Egyptians. Und nochmer es is das boilet in them tam offensivel es saba mitzri kigeri yisubarze, as we find even more so in the pasuk quoted before from Pashiki Seitzei, that you're not allowed to despise mistreat an Egyptian because we were strangers in his land. In other words, that Hashem gives them a certain credit and gives them has rachmanus on them. We're not allowed to mistreat them. So it's clear that that you're not allowed to mistreat an Egyptian. So that's another answer, that it was only to a specific time and a specific context, and that's where Reb Shimon meant it. However, these explanations, or any similar explanation, is schwer zu einzuteilen Pirush Rashi. It's difficult to say that this is what Rashi means, weil die bald Sie liegen nicht im Pashtus am Mashmos in der Werte, was Rashi bringt. Since when you read the simple reading of Rashi, you don't see any of this, any of these answers. He simply says, Kosher Shubim Mitzrayim Haraik, that even the righteous of the Egyptians you should kill. Hat Rashi gedacht zulegen Werte zu Mavar sein, the main for Kosher Mitzrayim Haraik. If any of these answers were what Rashi meant, then he should have explained that this is what he means, but he doesn't. So therefore, it can't be that this is what he means. Heyei says Rashi tutas nisht. Since Rashi does not explain that, nor is matik, nor the gezelte Werte from Rav Shimon, he only quotes the few words of Rav Shimon, v'zeshtein mechilta, which are quoted in mechilta, muzman on them, so we have to accept as the beer in them leaked in Rav Shimon's Werte gufa. That these few words of Rav Shimon, in there is contained the explanation of this issue. Azayas Rashi dav garnish zugeben, if tzafarem for in the kasha, so that Rashi doesn't have to add anything to these words, because it's understood from within the words themselves what exactly is meant. Not even so that a 5-year-old will understand it. Even a 5-year-old can understand it from the words of Rav Shimon himself. Von dem allem, hey, von dem allem kommt man zu der größte Tmiya von der Minyan. From all of this, we come to the biggest question of the whole thing. Naniach has mevet farem for Rashi mekol tzadapina. Even if you assume, we'll find an explanation which explains the entire thing. It fits in every way. Still, mevet mevarizayim favoz by mechamishlum is melchatchilanish fashtandikun legamri fashtandik. First of all, we'll explain that even a 5-year-old, it's simple to understand what exactly he means by you should kill every good Egyptian. But then we have the question to the other side. Vikumtas, how can it be as a meshach doiris that over the many generations some gedolei Yisrael are gematet so farem for in the kasha? Over all the generations, as you mentioned before, when there were debates with the Christians, and in general, people, the Gedolei Yisrael dealt with the question, and they struggled to be able to understand what is meant by this. And they didn't see the answer that Rashi has for the 5-year-old child. If it's so obvious that Rashi doesn't have to explain anything, how is it that over the many generations the greatest sages couldn't figure it out, and they had to struggle to answer the question? For a mesizicher, because clearly, as does vet nishgemein, so for emfer in the shiloh from the mechamish mit ahezbel lefi asagosoi, but says ob nishda emes etam abir. You might want to say that the reason that the Gedolei Yisrael struggled was because Rashi's answer is talking to a 5-year-old according to his understanding, but it's not really the true explanation of the situation, and therefore they were looking for what the true explanation is. That can be the answer. And the 5-year-old, when he grows up, he'll get to see the true answer based on these Gedolei Yisrael. That can't be the answer. Chas v'shalom to zogin, as Rashi learned that b'chamish l'mikra shalei alibedemes, because God forbid that we should say that Rashi is teaching a 5-year-old an answer which is not really the true answer. Nor gevis is das Rashi oisin dem tama bir amiti. Certainly Rashi is giving the 5-year-old what the true answer is and a true explanation is. Dalchir is azoi fil poshut as Rashi dav gonish meisiv zayin. And this true and simple answer is so obvious that Rashi doesn't even have to explain it. Eifin Loshna Mechilta, he doesn't have to add anything to the words of the Mechilta, because it contained in those words is already the answer. Afil Tzlida Mechamish, even for the 5-year-old. Only Idach, but on the other hand, hat mezich nishba nutz mit od dem bir in the Alevi Kuchim. And for some reason, at the same time, while it's so obvious, and it is the correct answer, they did not want to use that explanation in the debates with the Christians. What is the explanation of all that? Euch dafen verstehen. We also have to understand. Number one, Pirush Rashi is nish kein sefer zu paskenen halachas. Rashi is not a sefer halacha. nor to mefarzein dem pshat from the ksuvim, only to explain the simple meaning of the psukim. To vos is bechlal negeya the impirush haksuvim, so arapring imekan hayir Reb Shimon cholu. So to explain, to understand what the pasuk is saying, that where did they get the animals? They got it from the Yirei Hashem. Why does he have to follow up with giving a ruling that you should kill every good Egyptian? Well, that's not Rashi's place to give rulings. Once the matter is understood, what is he going to the ruling? In order to understand where did the animals come from, it was enough to say they came from the God-fearing Egyptians, and that's it. That's the answer to the question. There's no need to go further. Number two, another thing. Even if Rashi wants to explain, how is it that the God-fearing Egyptians was also not a good person, which explains why he gave his animals to chase down the Jews? Is aber noch alt nicht glattig? It still needs to be understood. Was ist negeya the Eisfir as is werd dem Einisch von Arroik? So now we understand, so fine, we have to, Rashi has to point out that even though they were Yirei Dvar Hashem, still they were not really good people because they gave their animals to conduct the war against the Yidden. But what does he have to go to the next step, which is that they deserve death? Gimel, another thing. The second part of Reb Shimon's quote, which is that even the best of the snakes you should smash his brain. That has no connection to our pasuk. Why does he bring that in? What's the difference what you should do to a snake in regards to this Rashi? Number four, was davon ablernen mikan as teishim in a chashim etzaitzes meichei. Why? What does it mean that from here we know that the best of a snake you should also kill? Sidach mikra mala dibra kasov. It's from here that we know that you have to kill a snake. There's a clear pasuk that says ve'eva asher ben cha, that Hashem said to the snake, and all the way back in Parsha Bereishis, I will create a hate between you and the people. Hu yishuv charosh, he will crush your brain. That's what the pasuk says. That the reaction of a person to a snake is you have to smash his head. So how is it that from here we learn that you should kill a snake? We know that already clearly stated in the pasuk in Bereishis. Zayin, oich zayin don noch the yukim in the pirush Rashi. There are also other smaller questions in this Rashi. Number one, tzlib velchen tam bring dar Rashi oich dem nomen from bala memre Reb Shimon. For what reason does Rashi have to tell us that it was Reb Shimon who said this? For him, Vigiret kam upon me, because as is mentioned many times, the month is Rashi nor dan then if his meisiv beer in Zayin Pirush. The only reason that Rashi quotes the person who he's quoting when he tells you the name is because it adds something to the explanation, knowing who said it. Beis, by kosher shebe Mitzrayim zokter the loshen haroig. By the kosher shebe Mitzrayim, Rashi says the word haroig, kill him. When it talks about the snakes, he says crush his brain, which is a very graphic way of saying it. Why the change in verbiage? Gimel bam loshen retzeitz vol Rashi lochede gedab zogen retzeitzes reishe. Why does he say crush his brain? He should have said crush his head. Similar to what the pasuk says in Bereishis that we quoted before, that he will crush your head. Ratzatzta reish livyosan, or as it says in Tehillim, you crush the head of the livyosan. So it's not crushing the brain, it's crushing the head. Why does Rashi say Ratzai says meichi? Number four, Vosu the diuk mikan hayer Reb Shimon oimer, that from here Reb Shimon derived. Vos kum tzu sheilo zayin as mekenes nit omler and mokem achan adafke mikan. Which seems from here we know as if this is the only place that we would know something like this, and we don't know it from anywhere else. Why the word Mikan? It sort of makes a focus on that this is the place from where we know it, to exclusion of anywhere else. What is meant by that? Ches. So now we get to the answer. Bechteitzum avayas in the minyan. In order to explain this whole subject, daf me makdim zayin noch hakolus de geshayle was mekem fregen in dem pidush Rashi. We have to first ask another question, general question, which can be asked about this Rashi, which is lechayre is doch the girsa vize shteitim mesechta seifrim atayv shebaakom b'shas mulcham haroig. In Masechta Seferim it says, as we said before, that it's during a war you should kill him. And this, that version of it, the way it's written in Masechta Seferim, fits very well with the Pshuta Shel Mikra. Since the Egyptians came to conduct a war against the Yidden, and euch das was der Eibestaat meinisch gewen die Mitzrayim is gewen in an Eifen. And the way when that Hashem punished the Egyptians, it was with all within the context of that war. Be the pasuk zokt Hashem yilochem lechem, as the pasuk says, Hashem will conduct the war for you on your behalf. Hashem nilchem lechem, or as the Egyptians said, Hashem is conducting the war. So Hashem punished them and killed them also within the context of war. So even a 5-year-old can understand that when somebody is conducting war against his enemy, from the Chachiganeged, you can't, there's no way to differentiate between the good ones or the bad ones. Whoever is part of the war effort is going to be killed. Everybody is killed. In the context of the war, there's no way to determine who is good and who is bad, or to differentiate. And if that's the case, is the adarabaglata from the gears of his Rashi brengt from the Mechilta? So then the version that is written in Masechta Sefer makes much more sense and goes much more smoothly, better than the one that Rashi quotes, which leaves out the part of war. Where it says simply that any good Egyptian should be killed. First of all, the way Rashi quotes it, it seems to mean that any time, and by any situation, which, as we said before, goes against anything that is just and proper. Beis, another thing, das is madgish as the Yerei Dvar Hashem had gekum misa blois the farvos had gegeben seine behemis of pare. And that also, the way Rashi says it, it seems to mean that just for giving the animals to the war effort, for that alone they already deserve death, as it was explained earlier. So in that way, that leaves difficulty. Nor in the Emerson, so therefore, but the truth is this concussionish. But in fact, that is not really a question, because in the Derech HaPshat is verstandig, as the Nes von Kriyas Yamsuf und Vertilgung von den noch jogendike Mitzrayim, that in the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf and the destruction of the Egyptians that were chasing the Yidden, is nicht gekommen bloß mach was dann was die Mitzrayim haben noch gejagt die Yidden und mit zeh milchama gehad. Wasn't only the reason that they were so utterly destroyed in Kriyas Yamsuf was not because they were only because they were chasing the Yidden in order to conduct war. For him is state freer in pasuk, as David started gezakt to Moshe, because it says already earlier in the pasuk that Hashem said to Moshe, "V'chizakti eslev pare v'rodav." Hashem took responsibility. I will harden Pare's heart, and he will chase the Yidden. When Azoy Oich in the pasuk Shpeter, and also in the further pasukim, be'achazik Hashem eslev Pare, that in fact he did so, that he hardened Pare's heart. It wasn't just a threat that he was going to do it, but he actually followed through and he did it. Vayirdef, and that's why Pare chased, and the Mitzrayim chased the Yidden. We bald noch, das noch jagen is gekommen, the five is the Eberstaud, ze gestark, Pare's hearts. And since the reason that they were chasing the Yidden was because Hashem foisted it upon them by hardening their heart, kum toch nisch kein einisch de farz. How could you say that Hashem should punish them for that? He's the one that engineered it, so why is he punishing them for that? nor says Givena Hemshach, but rather the reason that they were destroyed was as a continuation from the Aleph Friedike Makes was Eibishtad Gebracht of the Mitzriim. This was merely the culmination of all the other Makes that Hashem brought upon the Egyptians earlier. For the reason that they tortured the Yidden and they enslaved them for so many years. When als Abschluss von die alle Makkes hat der Eibishter gebracht im Gressen Neunisch, and therefore in the conclusion, as the finale of all of these Makkes, Hashem brought the very biggest makkah and punishment against them, the Nes from Kriyas Yamsuf, which happened at the Kriyas Yamsuf, was Durdem Lenishabem Adecha. Through this, he destroyed every last one of them. So, in other words, that the reason that they were destroyed by Kriyas Yamsuf was not because they were running after the Yidden or conducting war. It was because this was the ultimate punishment for all of the years of enslavement and torture that they did to the Yidden. And the Farken Rashi Nishbring and the Girsa from Masech Tzayfrim. And that's why Rashi doesn't want to bring the Girsa of Masech Tzayfrim as nor b'shas mulchama, that this was something to do with the fact that they were conducting a war. And that only then, daf men hargin and afilu toshu ba'akom, only then do you kill even the good of the goyim. Hayez the pasuk meint nisht tzuzodna as the redifim mulchama von the mitzvim is given the sibah von zeir umkum bam yamsuf. Because that's incorrect. That isn't why Hashem killed the Egyptians at the Kriyas Yamsuf. Not because they were in the context of a war. That's not what it was about. It was about destroying them for what they did to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. So therefore Rashi doesn't want to quote the Masech Tzayfrim. This is not the reason why you have to kill those Egyptians. Tes. Unlike them is moving favas Rashi muzarobring mekano yerub shimenoimer. And this also explains why Rashi also has to follow up with his explanation by quoting what Reb Shimon said, although Rashi is not a sefer of halachas, and why is he giving us the ruling of Reb Shimon? This explains it. From dem was Rashi zogt as divo zene geven yireh as yored zvar Hashem haben gegeben zeh rebehemes tzuparei, from the what Rashi says that even the God fearing amongst them also gave their animals to pari, is moving as Oyzei Zanigivem by Kriyas Yamsuf. We understand that they also were there at Kriyas Yamsuf. But Memele as Oyzei Zanibashtof Givoran Sazama Midiander Mitzriim, which means also that they were punished. In other words, they were destroyed and they all were killed, just alongside all the other Mitzriim. Fodat Zicha is Boros, so then we have to understand. Vi Kumtas. Was euch der Jireya Zvar Hashem ist umgekommen bei Kriyas Yamsuf zugleich mit dem, was einige werden nicht gewinnen Jireya Vegeimer. Why is it that Hashem destroyed also the God-fearing one amongst them alongside the ones that were not God-fearing, the ones that were evil? Wie der Pasuk sagt, and as the Pasuk says, Lein Nishar Behem Ad Echad, that not even one was left. He destroyed every last one of them. Bloys zu lieb dem, was er ihm gegeben sei, der Behemes, only because they gave the animals to the to Parai, for this they already deserved to be killed along with the ones that were evil. They were God fearing people. Why were they killed alongside the other ones? So that's the question. If we would say that the reason they were destroyed was because they were in the context of war, then it would be understood why they're being punished, because in a war you have to kill everybody. When Rashi daf is gornish bavarin, of course Rashi wouldn't even have to point it out. It's understood within a war you have to kill whoever is coming to war. But since Rashi doesn't accept that it was the context of war which is the reason that they were killed, is schwer zu verstehen, for was the einish given euch of them, was is given Yireya Zvar Hashem. So then it leaves the question, if it's not because of the war, if it's just a punishment of what they did, they've been doing all along, so then why are the God fearing ones being killed? Or befrat as the Bechamish hat schon gelernt in the Parsha von Zdayim Vamayra, is certainly in light of what we know already from the story of Stoyim Vamayra, als euch dorten wollten, euch dorten wollten sich gefunden, bloß 9 Tzadikim. We know that in the evil city of Stoim, had there only been 10 or even 9 Tzadikim, wollten sie nicht nur allein geraten geworden, not only would those 10 Tzadikim be saved, nor sie es chuswollt megen even a filo of the einwohner von sie Stadt, but that their presence would have saved all the other inhabitants of Zdoim, as we know from the story there. Und da ist given Punkt der Hepech. Here it's exactly the opposite. Nicht nur haben sie von dem Zug von Yoredvar Hashem nicht megen gewinnt. Not only were the God-fearing ones not able to protect the rest of the Egyptians, Zoratav and the other Mitzvahim von Kliya, that they shouldn't be destroyed, nor erze alein seine Nishnitzel geworden, but even the Tzaddik and the Yirei Hashem, even the God-fearing ones, were not spared. Even they were killed. So why were they killed? The fire brings Rashi, the Maima for Rav Shimon, therefore Rashi brings what Rav Shimon said. Mikan, that from here we see that Koshesh v'Mitzrayim haroig Tarshu v'Nechoshu. Therefore, to answer this question, Rashi quotes that Rav Shimon said that even the best of the Mitzrayim should be killed. V'chtei tzumaz v'zayin as the einish from the Yirei is nishgiven selim dem alein v'oserot gegeben zayne b'yem tzuparoi, to explain to us that the punishment that they were destroyed was not because they gave their animals to paroi. That was not what it was about. Nor the harba einish from Yirei is a chocha, but the fact that Hashem gave such a harsh punishment even to the God-fearing ones, it shows us as zayin geben the behemoth is a taitzof as I seen it zayidin. That was what displayed that the fact that they gave their animals to Paroi was because they hated the Jews. It was an expression of their hate for the Jews. In welcher er is gleich mit den anderen Mitzrayim, and in this way they were similar to all the other Egyptians. They all hated the Jews. Some of them were better in their conduct in general, or that they believed more in Hashem and so on, but their hate for the Jews was equal. Od die giftige Sinne bedungus na nachash, that this venomous hate, similar to a snake that in its venom, was hat bei Wegen alle Mitzrayim zu peinigen die Jiden, which was what motivated all the Egyptians to torture the Jiden, azoi stark und azoi viel Jahren, to torture them so harshly and for over so many years, und was defar is ze alle nigzer geworden, and which is the reason why all of them were included into the punishment of destruction. Even the God-fearing ones, that's why they were all included in this punishment, that they have to be killed and they were all destroyed. In other words, that the reason that they were destroyed was because they all shared that hate for the Jewish people, and they all were the ones that were applying this kind of harsh treatment and over so many years and so on, and that's why they were killed, not because they gave their animals to Pare. That was just an expression of their hate, but it wasn't over giving the animals to Pare. And that's what he means to bring out from what Rav Shimon said, Toiv Shebe Mitzrayim Haroig. The mit zeich muvan, the adgosha mikan, kosher Shebe Mitzrayim Haroig. From this also explains why it says from here we see that even the righteous of the Egyptians should kill. While bis der einer von der Krisamsev is noch nicht da kein klarer Beweis, als euch bei mir Edvar Hashem is given the sinne und the riches to the Eden in Azar Greis Hames. Because until the Krisamsev situation, it's not clear yet that even the Yirei Hashem also had this kind of hate for the Eden. In the same measure as im zol kumen the far the meine sharetzel zu gleich mit die alle mitzrien, that and that therefore because of this hate that they also had and because of this evilness that they applied against the Jews, that's why they deserve also to die. That we see only now. Why? Das was by the makis oisad devarum borat. The fact that in all the other makas, which of course excludes Dever and Borod, because in Devar and Bara they were different than all the other Mitzrayim because their animals were saved. But in all the other Makas, we don't see that they were any better, that they were treated any better than all the other Egyptians. Is noch nicht kein Reihe, as eris von zei nicht abgestanden in sein Sinne und Rishus zu Eden. That doesn't prove yet that these people were also equal to the other Egyptians in their hate for the Jews. Weil wir bald jene Makas sind nicht gewähnt, the Grester fuller Einish, because those Makas were not yet the full expression of Hashem's punishment, which is death. Fodat sich nicht the Grester fuller Masrishus from the Mitzrim, and therefore you don't have to be the most evil in order to deserve even the ordinary Makas, the regular Makas. Even if you're not the most evil and you may be better than some of the other people, you still deserve the smaller makas. It's only when it comes to the ultimate maka of death where this becomes, where it would be different. Because the other makas can also be deserved even for a smaller amount of hate and evil. And that certainly even the God-fearing Egyptians had some measure of evil and hate. On the far is er euch werd given the einish for the makas, and therefore by the other makas it wasn't yet clear that they deserved, that they too were ultimately evil and haters, because the fact that they got the other makas didn't prove that yet. Even if you have only a small amount of hate, you already deserve the other makas. And even when we talk about Makas Becheiris, which already did contain the element of death, so Rashi explained that in regards to Makas Becheiris, why did the Becheiris of the slaves, the other non-Jewish slaves that lived there, why did their firstborn die? Because they also enjoyed it, and they also mistreated the Yidden. Das heißt, dass euch oder eine Schmisse seinig, aber nicht der ganze Mishpoche, that even though it contained death, but it wasn't the death of the entire family, nor euch a kleine Teil von der Mishpoche, only for the Becheir, of the Becheiris, is nicht dafke for them fullste Rishus von the Mitzriim. That kind of death, that limited amount of death, is not necessarily because a person is thoroughly evil, as the other slaves were not thoroughly evil like the Egyptians. Und der Fahr sein in euch die Bnei Shvachas geben bechal die Makke, and that even the Shvachas, even the children of the slaves also died in Makas Becheiris, not because they were ultimately evil. So therefore, even Makas Becheiris doesn't prove that one is ultimately evil. Dafke mikan, only when it came here, meaning by Kriyas Yamsuf, wo die Vernichtung von den Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf gewinnen eifen von den Yishubem Adechot, where the destruction was so utter and so complete that not even one was left alive. Is a raya azoyr di yireh dvar Hashem kashu Mitzrayim von yenem doyer. From here we see that even the righteous of those Egyptians in that generation is given b'shovem mamish with the under Mitzrayim. Now that everybody was destroyed and was given the ultimate punishment, so we see that even the good ones amongst them were also ultimately evil. On in zayin fullste sinne berishus to Eden, and they all had complete and thorough evil and hate to the Jews. On the far, and therefore they were also included into this ultimate penalty of being utterly destroyed, which is not yet, we couldn't know that from the earlier Makas, because perhaps they had they deserved some punishment, but not maybe the ultimate punishment. But now Mikan, now we see that they were all utterly destroyed, so we see that they were all the same. That's what he's saying, they were all the same. What I mean, all the same, means all the same in regards to hating the Jews. They may have had other, more respect for Hashem, but for the Jews, they all had it. They all deserved to be killed. Now we understand also why. in the statement Kosher Shebe Mitzrayim Arei Rashi bringt es Vichteitzu von Emferen der Schwerigkeit in dem Posuk, that Rashi is quotes that in order to explain the difficulty in this Posuk. That Rashi is bringing it here in order to explain what's going on in this Posuk. And now we understand as Kosher Mitzrayim that when Rashi says the good ones are the Mitzrayim, meant the Mitzrayim from Yenem Doir. He's talking about the Egyptians of that generation, because it's only coming to explain why they were all killed at that time. Because that's what's talking about in that Pasuk, is the people of that generation. As Yenem Mitzrayim, that those Egyptians are filled with the Kosher and Zay, meaning to say even the good ones amongst them, Kum Demeinish von Harig, Umetamanal, deserves to be killed for the reasons that we said before, because they all hated the Jews. Veg the Mitzrayim von Andere Deure, Saik Sherim Sayreshoim, Ret Rashi Bachlalnish. Rashi is not even talking about any other Egyptians other than this generation. In other generations, he's not addressing that question in the slightest. He's not talking about the bad ones, he's not talking about the good ones, he's not talking about them. This comes to explain only why the Egyptians of that generation deserve to die. So the child asks the question, when Reb Shimon says, from here we see, that means to say that there is also something to be learned for other situations. It's not only pertaining to those people, it also means that it's to be applied in other situations. For the später dicke Deures, for later generations, for the andere Deures, those was the Koshesh of Mitzrayim in Yenem Deures, right? So then what difference does it make? What does it tell us about today's Egyptian, the fact that the Egyptians of that generation deserve to die? How does that say anything about Mikan to tell us something about our Egyptians or later generation Egyptians? What's the connection? The fire brings Rashi. Therefore, Rashi says the Hemshuch from Reb Shimon's Maimed. That's why Rashi quotes also the continuation, the next statement of Reb Shimon. That even the best of the snakes should be killed. Was the mit teicht deit teron, through this he emphasizes, as the nafkemina ledeiris is nishdem inya from kosher shebe Mitzrayim haray gufa, that what does it have to say about later generations is not so much about the Egyptians. The lesson is not about knowing what to do with the Egyptians, because the Egyptians of later generation have no connection to what went on over there. What is it teaching us? Nor a viful ader inyan lerentuns benegay the klal teishub nechashim retzaitzitz meichai. But rather that this treatment of the Egyptians of that generation tells us about a snake. That when you know that there is a snake, you have to kill him. It doesn't say anything about Egyptians for later generations. They have no connection to the earlier Egyptians. That's why he continues that what is really teaching us is you have to know what to do with a snake. To add more, even more. The fun mikam veismen oich as oibes vet zayn einer vos zayn batziing lera zu iden vet zayn in a azav vos mevet em kenen onrufen nachash. And it also teaches us something else, that if in the future there will be such a person whose his attitude to the Yidden is one which could, it puts him into the category of a snake. He is the kind of person that is a snake, a venomous snake. And is muchzik in them, he's a person that you know that he's going to do harm. And as we find in the conversely, that Shimshon was also known as a snake, but in a positive way. Because of his, you could rely on him, you knew exactly, you could know what he was going to do. In this, but if there is a goy who you know is going to be doing harm, he is in the category of a snake because he is a person that is going to do that. Geta fem the klal, toshim and achoshim. in regards to that person, you have to apply the rule, even the best of the snakes you have to kill. You know that he's going to do harm. Get rid of him. Ulahoir. And to note, as in Rashi's, when the Zayin Talmidim citing that, and during the time of Rashi and his students and the generation after him, in other words, is given asar vazen given to Eden bedugmas nachash. There were many goyim around that place, that area, which were in the category of snakes towards the Eden. They knew that they were going to be doing harm. Vimezet. As in the Kines Geshim from Rashi of Talmidim, as you see it in the Lamentations and the poetic literature that were written by Rashi and his students in regards to the tzoras that happened during the time of Rashi, that there were people that were thoroughly evil and that you could count on the fact that they would be destructive. So therefore, that's what he was talking about, and any other generation, but not that it applies to Egyptians as a whole. It doesn't apply to the Egyptians. That's why he brings the next part of the statement, that what this is teaching us is that when you know that there is a person that's going to be like a snake, kill him. That's who has to be killed. The mit is euch verstandig, der uftu in teivshem nechashem retzeitzes moichei, which also explains why it says retzeitzes moichei to smash his brain. Even though the pasuk uses the head rather than the brain, from what the pasuk says, that the human will smash your head, that could be only a response to what it says va'ata tushufenu akev. That since a snake is going to bite you in the ankle, which is what the rest of the pasuk says, so therefore, what should the person do to prevent that? Crush your head before you get the snake gets to do that. So shmeterin dem roish von nachash dan ben eres b'matzah fanatu shuvenu ra'akev. That what it means is, if you see that a snake is going to bite you on the ankles, step on his head so that he can do it. So it's only in response to his imminent attack. Then as Rav Shimon Machadus, Rav Shimon comes and says, no. Pung vime gefint, as a filodik sherei shemitzayin as a reik sliv zayin giftige sinetz eden, just like as you find that the reason that the Eibishter killed the Mitzriim was because of their venomous hate to the Yidden. Unish sliv zayin mechama ha'infal of Yidden, not only because they were in the middle of a war. That wasn't what it was about. It's not only in the context of war to prevent the imminent attack that you have to kill them. So also when it comes to a snake. That the Eibishter made, created this hate between people and snakes. You don't have to wait until the snake actually is attacking. And only then to crush his head, nor gleich wie mit der Zeta nachher, as soon as you see a snake, recites its meiche, crushes the brain right away. In other words, using brain as opposed to head comes to teach us that it's not only in the context of what the way the pasuk says it, because he is imminently attacking, but even before he's imminently attacking. Because even when he's good, a good snake, in other words, he's not in the middle of an attack, he's not imminently attacking you, is a zoi v'yakosha shebimitzrayim, has to be treated like the good of the Egyptians back in those days, from the parasha v'yenem doir, the ones that talked about in this parasha of that generation. You have to know that he is your enemy, and that if he's given the opportunity, he will kill you, and therefore you should have to take care of it ahead of time, not only when he is on the attack. And even though it's teaching one, in other words, it teaches you about the snake, but it also comes, it teaches the other way. Durch dem, was Rashi bringt, euch das Siem von Divir Rav Shimon, Teuf Shimon, Chashim, Rezeitzes Meichai, by Rashi quoting also the second part of Rav Shimon in regards to a snake, but Kleder, euch the Onim for the Maim, Kashim, Mitzrayim, Arek, this also clarifies what he means by Kashim, Shibim, Mitzrayim. As da meint, das meint, nor, the Dorif, Mitzrayim, was mit seiner Sinne zu Eden seine sie gewähnen in der Dogma von der Sinne von der Nachrischen Menschen bei Eva Oshis, that Rashi, through quoting that part of the statement about the snakes, he comes to clarify that when he says that Taisha v'mitzriyim, he means, of course, only in that generation, in the time when they were considered to be venomous haters of the Jews. But anyone that is not in that category doesn't deserve to die. Was ist Tage des Siebe, was Punkt Jemelt ist gewähn, Aza, Ois, Namdeur? What is the reason why that was such an outstanding generation where they had such venomous hate? Auf dem ist Rashi Medayek, arop zu bringen dem Loschen von Mechilte, Teusche Menachoshem, Rezeitzitz Meuche. The Rashi points out that it's that the best of the snakes, you have to crush his brain. Now that'll be gezok frier as ba lulamed and in salamed, that this is teaching us something about the Egyptians as well. Kishem vi by nochosh, just like by the snake, is the sibet to them gzeira beeva oshis is given dosos anochosh hayorum. The reason why Hashem, what led to the to this hate that Hashem created between the people and the snakes, was because the snake was clever and therefore misled Chava into eating from the tree, which is what led to them being ultimate enemies. So was his brain, which led to it. Was als teitzah the fun is gekomen the chet teitzah das. The result of that was how the chet teitzah das came about. Azoi hat euch the sinne von the mitzriim gehat ihr bazunde sibe und the far azoi aza umvergleich bare sinne. And it was also this cleverness and this scheming which is what caused that the Egyptians should have this kind of incomparable hate for the Jews. In dem was Pare had gesagt, haben es chakmaloi. When Pare said, let us plan, let's make a plan to destroy, to contain the Yidden, alle Mitzriim sollen sein es chakma orem, that all the Egyptians should use their cleverness. Their was das had geführt zu der Kesha Shibit v'inuf in Bnei Yisrael. It wasn't that just that they were reacting to a situation or just expressing a certain hate. It was that they planned it and they schemed it. That's what caused to such deep, incomparable hate. And thus is Rashi Meramez in a word Meichai. And that's what Rashi is also alluding to using the word Meichai, on Nitroishai, not using the head as the Pasuk uses it. The Nochash darf man umbringen zu lieb sein Meuch, Meuch, Meuch. The reason that the snake has to be destroyed is because it's all based on his brain, on his cleverness. Was hat der Fehl zu Eivav Oshis, which is what led to this hate between the snakes and the people. And Azoi Zeich, the Koshish of Mitzrayim Aroig, and that's why. In the same way, the Mitzriim had this incomparable hate, which is why they deserved to be killed at that time, was because they schemed to press the Yidden. It comes to live zayis chakmos, the havanas chakmalei, was had the fear some koshi hashibud ve'inim Mitzrayim, which is what led to the intensity of the enslavement. That's why he uses Meichai. But still, the question should be asked about this general explanation from Vanit. Is the Raya, as Dosos Mahad Geharget, Eichdem Koshu Shem Mitzrayim, is given Slib Zeir Yederen Sine from Runrishus? How do we know that the reason that all of the Egyptians were killed, were destroyed, was because each and every one of them had this hate? How do we know that that's the reason? Maybe Efshir is does given Agzeira v'Agzeira for Neibish Nonatamagoli. Maybe it was Hashem decided that he wanted that it's time to destroy all the Egyptians without necessarily meaning that each and every one of them had this incomparable hate. The Farbring Rashi Arab Dem Noma from Bala Memra. That's why Rashi quotes the name of the Bala Memra. Reb Shimon, Bal Reb Shimon is Dervas is Dorish time of the crop. On a gate Oyech Dolishi Tosik. Because Reb Shimon has a rule that he would expound on the reasons of the psukim. He would look into the words and the reason that the pasuk gives is to be expounded. So therefore, here too he goes according to that teaching. Loid dem is moving favos in the alibik. Going back before Tezvav, that so Reb Shimon is the one that expounds on the reasons that we see from the within the context of the psukim, and as Rashi, as the Rebbe explained with it, how Rashi goes about it, that from the context of the psukim we see that it was about their hate, and that that's why it was, and that's the reason why they were killed, and it's not some mystical reason that Hashem had. The pasuk explains why they were killed. And as Reb Shimon says, yeah, look into the psukim, you'll get the explanation of what you need. Tezvav, loy dem is moving. Favas in yalav ekochem b'shachas de maimer from Reb Shimon v'deman tot men zich nishgi ken banutzim edem asbara. So now let's go back to the question of if this is such an obvious explanation, why in all of those debates did they struggle to find an answer when they could have given that this is only referring to the Egyptians of that time? The Bir Amaymer is Poshut Behechlet. The Bir Omer is Poshut Behechlet. It is Abba Masim Nor in the Pirush Rashi. Although it's such an obvious explanation, but it only fits within the context of that Pasuk, the way Rashi quotes it within the context of this Pasuk. But Rashi is Oysen Tzum Befarazayn Nor Pshutushul Mikra, because Rashi only quotes this statement of Reb Shimon to explain the context of this pasuk. The simple meaning, nor the pasuk oivelchen eshtelzech. He's only trying to explain what is meant in this pasuk. The far is in Pirush Rashi the taich von kosher shu b'mitzrayim, the mitzrayim v'elchas retzach in their pasuk. Therefore, in the way Rashi brings it to explain this pasuk, of course it means only the mitzrayim of that generation, of that pasuk. That's all he's trying to explain. Number two, in Pirush Rashi, Kum Teishim Rechashim Ritzaitis Meichal Hemshech Tzu Koshishim Mitzrayim Haroik. And Rashi only uses the second part of the statement about the snake to explain why the Koshishim Mitzrayim should be killed. Because he, what then, was like a snake. Was the Farvet Oichshim Teishim Rechashim Abgelen Mikan. Which explains, yeah. Which explains why Mikan, meaning to say from here by Kriyas Yamsuf, now we see that it was that all of them were snakes. That's what it means. But Meila is dos ungiladas as kosher mitzrayim aroig, and that now we see that they were all snakes, which explains why they were all killed. Main blaze of mitzrayim fiyanim der canal, and therefore it's only pertaining to the Egyptians of that generation. Reb Shimon's maimer, but when we talk about Reb Shimon's statement, which was as is ved gebracht in mesech the seifrim, the way it's quoted in mesech the seifrim, put the nusach is an assignant stomi, where over there it's simply stated as a standalone expression. Tani Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon Chai said, "Hatayisha ba'akum." He simply stated as fact, "The best of the goyim you should kill." Haroik tayisha b'nechoshim retzaitas meichei aksheres b'nechoshim balas kshofim. He said three things together, and he didn't say it in regards to the story of Kriyas Yamsuf. He said it as a standalone statement. So then you can't explain that Reb Shimon was only talking about those Egyptians or those goyim. It's not talking about a certain generation or a certain category of goyim from the mitzriim. In that statement, it doesn't even say mitzriim. Rashi says that it's talking about mitzriim because he's talking within this context. But Reb Shimon didn't say it within the context of this of Kriyas Yamsuf. So therefore, the explanation doesn't fit. Oich vibal das da b'mesech to seifrim kum zu adrite fal aksheres b'noshim balas kshofim. Since there's a third statement, which is that even the best of the women is a sorcerer, was hot kein shayches nish mit atzayv sheba akum, which has no connection to what to the other two statements. Darf man sagen, als jeder eine von den drei Bavas ist aber sundere inje für sich. Therefore, we have to say that in the way Reb Shimon said it, they were each a standalone statement from each other. They have nothing to do with each other. Only the fact that the best of, you know, you should, you have to know. in the way Rashi explained it, the Nechashim part was an explanation of the Toiv Shebemitzriyim. But the way Rav Shimon said it, it's three separate statements that have no connection to each other. Hakshedu Shebemitzriyim, Ayr V'cholu, Ayroi Shaychas Midim Teva V'noshim. When he talks about the women and their sorcery, he's talking about women. When he talks about snakes, he's talking about snakes. Both of them, of course, have nothing to do with women in this generation or snakes in that generation, not at all. So also, in his third statement, when he talks about the goyim, it seems to be a teaching for any time and any place. It has to do with the nature of a goy, just like he's talking about the nature of a woman, the nature of a snake, the nature of a goy. And therefore, they couldn't answer this obvious answer, which seems so fitting within the Rashi. That in Rashi we find often things, amazing things, which teach about halacha as well. What is it in this case? Vegn azeiv v'chulu v'hanochash, Dr. Belezer in Sanhedrin. In regards to a wolf or a snake, it's written in Sanhedrin, kol ha'kedem lahargam zeiche, the first one to kill them gets the merit. Und der Fahr nicht kein Besen shall chov gimel kedasa tanakama und me darf nischken, and you don't need a Besen of 23, which you need if an animal kills someone. You can't just kill that animal, you have to bring it to trial in front of 23 judges, just like a human in that case. And only if the Besen decides that he should be killed do we kill them. But in the case of a dangerous animal like a snake or a wolf, you don't need that. You just go ahead and kill it. When in them is da pluk, that's vision Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. In regards to this, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Shlokish held as das is gezogen worden nor when the nachash had getayta mentioned. When do we say that you should go ahead and kill the snake? Only if the snake already killed someone. Was dem old kum to misa, which is the snake then deserves death. The halacha is you don't need a bezdin, you can just kill them outright. Which is required if an ox, let's say, kills a person. But if the snake hasn't killed anybody, you can't just go ahead and kill the snake. But Rabbi Yochanan holds no. Even if the snake did not kill anyone, you say just go ahead and kill it because there's no way to domesticate them. They are killers. They're not going to be domesticated. You have to kill them. According to the way Rashi says, as Toysha ben Achashim, that we learn this point from the Kashash of Mitzrayim. In other words, because just like you see that Hashem killed all the Egyptians, because they were venomous and they hated, therefore every snake also was venomous, therefore you have to kill it. And since Rashi, of course, he means it in the literal sense, then from this Rashi can be derived that number one, as medarf nishabim kai mishpat bebezdin leif zahargan in the mnochash, that you don't have to have a judgment from a bezdin to kill the snake. Pung vimahot nish mishpat yedem mitzri bazuna, just like there was no judgment of every single individual Egyptian, does he deserve to die or not? Was demult is doch der seide v'shavto eide v'tzilo eide, that if there was a judgment, then perhaps they would have looked for reasons to not to kill them. But avzuchen aschus, you have to find reasons not to kill them. Und do zainige hage duvorn euch divas ireid var Hashem. And you would think that if somebody said, well, this is a God-fearing person, he took his animals in, he listened to Moshe, that would have been a mitigating circumstance, that would have been a reason to save him from death. But they didn't have a judgment, therefore everybody was killed. Biz Eid Echod, Biz Ad Echod, till every single one of them. There was not even one person that they could find the schos. Obviously, the reason was because they weren't looking for schosin, because there was no judgment made. They just killed them all because they were venomous. That the destruction included every single last Egyptian in one way. So therefore, also you don't have to have a judgment for the snake that in the story of the Gemara, in the circumstances of the Gemara. Beis as medaf hargen and anochash afilu gishalayhi misu. That you have to kill the snake even if it hasn't killed yet. For a mafila atayushim the chashim retzaitzes mechay, because even the good snake, meaning the one that hasn't done any harm yet, still you have to kill him. Just like in that case of the Mitzrayim, even though they were God fearing, and it wasn't about the war, it was because of what they intended. That it wasn't because they were actually in a war situation. The reason was because of what they intended. They hated the Yidden. So also the snake, you don't have to wait till he actually kills someone. You can kill him even if he hasn't killed anyone. Gimel, as dos alts is nor b'shaychas to a nochosh. This is only in regards to a snake. In regards to whom is this declaration in the Torah that there is this automatic hate between a snake and a person? Mashenkin by andra balachayim. Whereas not necessarily does it apply also to other animals, kemazogin yeshlem tarbos. You could say perhaps that a wolf or whatever other animals, not necessarily if they haven't yet killed, it's possible perhaps that they will not cause any harm. Only a snake, can you never rely that they will be unharmful. Avoda Pratis. What is a lesson from this to every Yid in their personal Avoda? Chazal Sogn as Nochash Do Yetzahara. Our sages say that the snake is referring to the Yetzahara. When Amol is the Afrumi Yetzahara, sometimes you have a, as it says in Hayom Yom, that there's a Frumi Yetzahara. He's a religious, he comes in the guise of a religious person. Atoiv Shem Nochashim. In other words, the good ones amongst the snakes. He's a Frumi. He comes along and he says, let's make a peace agreement between me and the Yetzer Tov. We'll make a compromise. We'll divide the territory. He will allow the Yidden to study Torah at the time when a person is meant to study Torah. When the Yetzer Tov zal im lozen zich norgem mabissel von seine Tivus. And you, the Yetzer Tov, should you allow me to enjoy my life outside of the time when you were studying Torah, you'll give me the opportunity to take some pleasure in my pursuits, bizman achila, when it's time to eat, and so on. Zog the Rav Shimon. So regarding this, Rav Shimon says, Tayyib Shimon Achashim Ritzaitzis Meichai. The best, the frumi Yetzari, after this crush his brain. Metonish Machin Kain Sholem Mitn Yetzari, you can't make any peace with the Yetzahara. Vailet is a nochosh, ultimately he's a snake, but hodir feind, he hates you, vildir nor vi ezolich nish verstellen, any way that he pretends, any way, guise that he comes with, ultimately he's just trying to trip you up. And those of us that is great, dir noch zu geben in einige Sachen, and the fact that he's willing to give in and compromise on certain things is the smtachpuli hayetzer. It's not a real compromise, it's just another trick. Today he tells you to do this little thing, until he gets you down the road to ultimately worship Avodah Zarah. The far is the eight of the two, and that's why the solution to this is ritzaitzetz meichi, you have to crush his brain, but after shmeter in zayn meyach. The armumius v'tachpulis in Yetzirah, you have to be able to break open his tricks, his wiliness, his cleverness. You have to be able to shatter it so that you can see the truth of it. And another point here says Yedua the diuk in them v'shteid yigir kapecha kitzeichel. It says in the pasuk, by the hard work of your hand shall you eat. as the yigia from a yidin in iske parnasa dav zayin beloiz mit kapecha, that the hard work that a yid puts in to get parnasa only has to affect the hands, mitn koyach hamaisa shaloi, the things that you have to do, the outer parts of the person, aber the cup, but your head, seichel shubemoyach, daf alamol zayin full metayra, should never be involved in the pursuit of parnasa. That should be only reserved for Torah. Und das meint er zeitzes meuche, and that's what it means to crush his brain. Me daf zu brechen de meuch von dem Yetzahara. You have to break the brain of the Yetzahara, kede de meuch soll seinen ganzen ibegegeben zu Torah uktusha. Any part of the meuch which is directed at the Yetzahara has to be completely shattered. Meuch of a yid should be only focused on Torah. No other part of the meuch should be allowed to function. Und durch den, was Yidin seine Mekayim Eiroes Razal, and by the Yidin fulfilling the teachings of Chazal, Toishim and Achashim Retzaitis Meichai, that the best of the snakes you shall crush him, is in Meshach's Managolus. When we do this during the Golus, is Min Zeiche. So the Mekayim Ayid will be merit the fulfillment of the prophecy Fun Gam Oiv of Yashlim Imoi, that even our enemies will make peace with us, with the Chazal Taichin Zeha Nochosh, that this refers to the snake. That even the snake will be transformed until that he will become complete, meaning to say will come on board, truly come on board, not tricky, but truly come on board to the truth of Torah and the Eibishter.